Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind listener mail. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Joe McCormick, and normally listener mail is just Rob and me here, but today we are joined on mic by our longtime producer, Seth Nicholas Johnson, because it's a bittersweet time for us. Seth is moving on to other things, and we're very excited for him in that. Seth, you're moving on to something in the comics industry, right?
I still have my other things going on, but yes, specifically that's where I'll be headed next. But if you miss my voice, listener, which I can't imagine, but I'll still be doing my podcast, Rusty Needles Record Club, and I hope that I'll still have Rob and Joe over there every once in a while. So, you know, I'm not really going away. I just won't be here. If that makes sense.
And behind the scenes today, we're being joined by Max Williams, who is our audio producer for this episode. So thank you for stepping in, Max.
So many changes, am I right? So many changes. Joe has a baby. Seth is leaving. Max is coming on board. It's an exciting time.
It is. As I said, it's going to be bittersweet. Seth, we have loved working with you over these years, and we're going to miss you, buddy. But I'm glad you get to join us on mic for your last hurrah here on Stuff to Blow Your Mind.
Yeah, I mean, especially since the last couple of episodes were co-hosted by Seth and concerned records. And so I even put out a call to listeners on Facebook's discussion module and in Discord. I said, look, I didn't say he was going away, but I was like, if you have questions about these record episodes, please write in. And I don't know, it might just have been too soon because the second episode only came out really hours ago before we were recording this.
That's true.
So, if you have questions or responses to those episodes, maybe CC Seth over at Rusty Needle as well, because that way you can be sure that he'll see them.
Yeah. I mean, I have an email address over there, which is rustyneedlesrecordclub@gmail.com. So if for some chance there's something you need to tell me, that would be the place. You can go listen to that show, and that's my email for that show.
But guys, we did get at least one message about your episodes on records and backmasking. It's this message from Mike. Rob, do you want to start off reading this one?
Sure. Mike writes, loved the first episode on Easter eggs and backmasking. Weird Al has done some funny backmasking Easter eggs over the years. They include a link. Weird Al Yankovic has included backwards messages in two of his songs, one on the album In 3D, a little over halfway through the song Nature Trail to Hell. There is a short non-vocal musical score. If you listen very carefully, you can hear Al say in a very evil voice, Satan eats cheese whiz backwards.
There you go. Cheese products being especially funny.
Cheese is always funny. Number two, on Bad Hair Day, near the end of I Remember Larry, where Al repeatedly sings, "Yes, I remember, remember, remember." If you listen closely, you can catch another backwards message that says, "Wow, you must really have a lot of time on your hands." And he also did the song Bob, which is entirely composed of palindrome.
I wonder, palindrome in the text or like a full audio palindrome, like the song is backwards halfway through?
Ooh, or both.
Yeah, I'm unfamiliar with this particular track.
However, I did just watch Weird, the new fake biopic about Weird Al Yankovic starring Daniel Radcliffe. Have either of you two seen this?
I have not seen this, no.
We've got a friend who we saw Weird Al in concert with when he was here in town, and we've been waiting to watch it with her, so it's going to happen soon.
It's on the Roku channel. This isn't an ad, but it's wonderful. Everyone should watch this. It's a really wonderful movie. You got Evan Rachel Wood playing Madonna, all kinds of other cameos, Rainn Wilson playing Dr. Demento. Just, it's a real treat. People should watch it. Go track down the Roku channel. It's free. It's great. Go watch it.
Seth, do you have any Weird Al Yankovic on vinyl?
Not on vinyl, no. Although he has released a beautiful vinyl box set shaped like an accordion that had his entire discography in it, like in between the little like folds of the accordion. But no. I all of my Weird Al existed back in the days of cassette and CD. I've never gone beyond that.
I really remember people having CDs of Running with Scissors when I was a kid. That was, I think that was the one.
I believe actually the first audio cassette I ever purchased was Weird Al. It was Alapalooza, the one with the Jurassic Park song on it.
Oh, I had that on cassette for sure. Yes.
Nice. Okay. Well, if you guys are ready to move on, I can do this message from Jeremy about multiple subjects, including goats. We got a lot of goat thoughts this week. Jeremy says, "Robert and Joe, I have been a fan of the show for years, and to pass time between new episode releases, I've been spending the last few months combing through the Stuff to Blow Your Mind back catalog, starting all the way back in 2010. I just finished listening to an episode about the science of coincidences back from May 21st, 2015, and an amazing coincidence just occurred. First of all, this was an episode from before Joe was even on the show, but he had just happened to be featured on this episode as a guest filling in for Julie. Rob, yeah, this was my first guest on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember having a lot of fun. But anyway, Jeremy goes on. In this episode, you both mentioned a novel by Edgar Allan Poe about a group of sailors who were stranded at sea, eventually resorting to sacrificing and eating a crew member named Richard Parker. You then went on to explain that, coincidentally, this same event happened in real life 46 years later, when a crew of stranded sailors actually resorted to eating their dead crew member who was also named Richard Parker. The reason I'm writing in is that as soon as I got done listening to this episode, I scrolled across a post on a social media platform by Weird History that was talking all about this story concerning the eating of Richard Parker. What a coincidence. Additionally, and perhaps only loosely related, the episode following this one was all about spider silk, where you spent a lot of time talking about genetically modified goats that were created in hopes of producing more silk through their milk. This is yet another coincidence, as you have just recently released four different episodes talking all about goats over the past few weeks. Sorry for the long message. Just wanted to share. Keep up the awesome work, Jeremy." Yeah, I would say proof of the supernatural confirmed.
Well, no, this was all a coordinated effort across multiple podcasts and multiple eras of podcasts to produce an image. So keep following the threads here.
Goat synchronicity.
All right, here's another one. This one is a vault up from this has to do with a vault episode on tumbleweeds. This would have been an episode that came out roughly a year ago originally. From Miguel. Miguel writes in and says, "Hello, Robert and Joe. I'm writing in as a follow-up to an email I sent several months ago about how this podcast inspires so much of my D&D campaigns and how many of the monsters you cover are statted out and ready to play in 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons through books by a third-party publisher, Kobold Press. They recently held a contest for a new book they were working on and were taking submissions for monsters. Well, I designed a creature inspired by your episodes on tumbleweeds and submitted it and ended up actually winning.
Hey.
The book, Tome of Beasts 3, released about a week ago, and I was very excited to show you two the final product in all of its glory, see image attached, and to thank you guys again for the many, many hours of entertaining, thought-provoking, and inspiring content."
Oh, and to make clear, from the image, the creature is called the Wind Witch, which was, again, one of the nicknames for tumbleweeds. And it appears to be a giant sentient tumbleweed monster that will hunt you down in the desolate wastes.
Yeah, challenge rating 3. Anyway, Miguel continues here. "I had a lot of fun designing this creature and coming up with interesting game mechanics for it, like its ability to regenerate after being defeated, only to come back and harass the party over and over again until its body is finally destroyed, or its flammability, which will ensure the Wind Witch is defeated for good, but at the risk of taking some extra fire damage from it. I think it would be really cool to create a small bestiary of creatures inspired by your podcast, and was wondering if you had any thoughts on what episodes you would like to see brought to life for D&D. I would love to try to create it and maybe eventually release it somewhere for free. The working title is Stuff to Blow Your Players, but I think that needs a bit of workshopping. Anyway, wishing you both the best and a happy holiday season, Miguel."
Well, Miguel, this is just magical. This fills my heart with joy.
And I love that this creature is determined as chaotic evil, because of course it would be. It would be unpredictable. It would just kind of thrash about as the wind sends it. And like they mentioned, fire can defeat it, but oh, at what cost? You're going to be spreading that fire, perhaps, you know?
It's
smart. I like it.
Yeah, it has to be chaotic.
Yeah, it reminds me of those stories of people trying to burn tumbleweeds to get rid of them, but then them rolling away, and not only rolling away, but like jumping over ditches to get into it. The other thing I think about a tumbleweed that you could really capture as a dangerous creature mechanic is their stickiness, right? So that you know, if you try to whack one in order to cause damage to it, technically, I think what should happen is when you like pull your sword or weapon back, it will have pieces of tumbleweed stuck all over it, which will lessen the effectiveness of the weapon going forward.
At least for a time, maybe for like 2 turns while all the little like bristles fall off or something. Yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. As for other creatures we've discussed that should be statted out for D&D, I don't know. We mentioned a lot of cool creatures, many of which evidently have been featured in Dungeons & Dragons, either officially or through third-party publications like those referenced here. I'm not sure if like zombies that go to church has been properly explored. Like that's a good one from last year.
The Pious Dead. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like maybe they're mostly peaceful until you disturb their worship service and then they burn you on the altar.
Yeah. A lot of religion checks involved to get that right.
What about, Rob, you might know this. Is there something like the Leshy already in D&D? Kind of a spirit of the forest that calls out, lures you off the path, that sort of thing.
I feel like there probably is. I'm just blanking on it at the moment. I haven't done as much D&D DMing inside of a woodland setting, so I'm just not as familiar with those creatures.
Hmm.
But I'm sure there's something.
One more for you guys. This was quite a while ago. It was a kind of fungus that it rolled up into these big tubes and got really, really tall. Do you remember? You guys remember this?
Yes. This was something about really tall fungus from a prehistoric era, like
exactly
from the Devonian period or something.
I don't remember all the details, but I remember picturing these giant trees of like petrified fungi.
And
being really fascinated by that, and also just the concept of giant fungi. Like there we were in that episode a long time ago, we were also discussing the world's largest mushroom, which I believe like existed beneath the soil in Oregon and was like larger than an entire town or something. I'd have to look at the details, but fascinating fungus stuff could definitely be in the D&D for stuff to blow your mind.
I think I was DMing a game set in the Underdark at that point, and I think I did do something with that in it. Nothing that like needed statting out, but I probably got carried away describing fungal trees to the players, and they're, you know, that's what it's ultimately, that's what it's like. If you may think, oh, I bet it would be exciting if Robert Lamb was my dungeon master because he follows all these weird tangents. No, it just means there'd be weird tangents in the game itself where you're wondering why is he going on and on about what these trees look like.
No, the other cool thing about these trees was that the so-called trees, like the giant tall pieces of fungus, was I'm pretty sure they existed before there were forests, plant forests, like really right. Plant trees. But it's been a while, so I could be wrong about that, but I think that's right.
But good luck with this D&D book, and there's a lot of content that could become something, perhaps something from Weird House Cinema as well. There could definitely be some Weird House Cinema elements that are prominently featured that could make an appearance as well.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, just statting out Tobor alone, that I can't even imagine what a task that would be.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Okay, this next message comes from Will. Subject line, goat eyes, generative technologies, associating audio with places. So a whole grab bag here. Will says, hi team. On goat eyes, two observations. One, I got an illuminated bathroom mirror that had an LED strip all the way around the outside. This had the unsettling effect of reflecting the rectangular strip of light into the observer's eyes, giving one's reflection rectangular goat pupils, which was somewhat unsettling in the morning. This was not mentioned in the features of the mirror, although it did have built-in Bluetooth speakers. The singing mirror, that does sound like a D&D artifact. Two, you recently mentioned generative neural networks for the purpose of writing fiction. Oh, yeah, this is what we keep coming back to, funny things created by the story machines generator. I don't know if we ever shared it on the podcast itself, but one of the ones I can't stop thinking about that we were just chatting back and forth about one day was a story I created, I think based on the title Garfield Beyond Thunderdome. And it had Garfield and then another warrior trading some trash talk before they were about to fight in the Thunderdome. And the line it came up with was, the opponent says, "So you're the famous cat." And then it said, and Garfield replied, "I'm not the cat." Anyway, Will goes on. Generative technologies are fascinating and will continue to develop quickly. One of the first prompts I gave to DALL-E Mini, this is one that you've probably seen on the internet by this point, but it's one that generates images based on text input, and it's pretty good. The one that Will cites, it was the text input, "Goat's eye on a cabbage, result attached." Guys, we can scroll down and take a look at this right now. It's rather unpleasant, but yeah, the eyeball is the center of the cabbage, and like the outer leaves are the lids, I guess.
Yeah. It's pretty creepy. I don't know. I've been playing around with Midjourney recently, and I don't know. I'm just really astounded by how far things have come, even beyond what we're looking at here. So I almost don't want to put goat eye cabbages in there for fear of what I'll see. I don't even want to put Garfield Beyond Thunderdome in there for fear of how spot on it may be.
Okay, next thing Will says, on associating audio, maybe music, with places. I think you recently mentioned the idea that certain audio is strongly associated with certain activities or places for you. Or maybe it was on another podcast. Guys, do we have a verdict on this? Was this something you talked about while I was out?
I think so. We talked about a lot of music stuff while you were gone. I'm positive we touched on something along those lines.
Will says, I have this in the extreme, although it's not every episode of every podcast. Usually it's particularly memorable ones. Your Weird House episode on the film Frogs, I heard while feverishly attempting to clean a rented apartment before leaving Norway. Moving house is always stressful, and moving country is perhaps even more so. So thank you for keeping me company. The Stuff You Should Know episode about liquefaction I heard in Afghanistan. Likewise, the Magic Mushrooms episode I heard at Davao Airport in the Philippines. The 9-Volt Nirvana episode of Radiolab I heard on my way to the gym in the UK. The Long Distance episode of Reply All was heard while driving down Regent Street in Nottingham, etc., etc. It's possible that either strong episodes encode the place that I heard them in, or novel situations allow me to associate a particular podcast with that situation. If I listen on Pocket Casts at 3x speed with the delete blank space feature turned on, woof, okay, Will. I can get through about 22 hours of podcasts in one day. So obviously wow. I won't remember where I was with all of them, especially as a lot of the time I'll be in a familiar place. This message took a turn. Will says, not all podcasts can be listened to at 3x, but yours can because of your clear diction and good recording quality. Oh, thank you, Will. One must slow down to 2x for unfamiliar accents, languages, or lower quality recordings. I've gone on a bit, sorry, but I thought you might be interested to know that your Weird House Cinema episodes are one of my very favorite podcasts out of the 100+ to which I subscribe. The only film you've covered that I've seen is Plan 9 from Outer Space. I'm almost entirely an audio consumer, so your descriptions of the films are more than enough for me. Regrettably, I have difficulty discerning one actor from another, and I'm amazed at your ability to rate different actors' performances and the things they've been in. Most people look pretty much the same to me, except for the really big stars. There is one exception to my apparent inability to recognize good performances. I once saw an episode of Criminal Minds where the bad guy's acting was so incredible that I had to look up who it was in the credits. Turned out to be Tim Curry. He stole the show. His talent eclipsed everyone on the screen to the extent that it seemed like everyone else were a local amateur dramatics troupe. Kind regards, Will. Well, Will, that was a journey, but yes, we must always remember to praise Tim Curry.
And Will, you get a gold medal for listening to podcasts. I've never heard of anyone consuming 3x, delete blank space, and getting through 22 hours of podcasts in one day. That's really a Herculean feat. Congratulations.
Yeah. I hope you're doing this just for enjoyment. Like they don't literally give you a medal for the number of podcasts you listen to.
I'm going to say I don't think he's doing enough. I think he could be listening to two podcasts at once. Yeah. I think that's the next step.
That's right. Yes, stereo, one in each ear. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Well, you know, coming back to Weird House, we also heard from Pat, and Pat has a response to a Weird House episode that Seth and I did together concerning the Flight of Dragons. Pat writes, "Robert, Seth, thanks for the episode on The Flight of Dragons. Wow, a Rankin-Bass movie I hadn't heard about, though I was a big fan. Great cast, and the art is as described. You mentioned Paul Frees. May I add how wonderful he was? So many great voices. Dubbing Bogart in his last film, The Harder They Fall. I remember seeing this film before hearing the story of how Frees had to dub Bogey's lines because Bogey was so sick. I couldn't hear the difference. Recommend Welcome Foolish Mortals, The Life and Times of Paul Frees. Thanks again. Please go on with the great shows. Pat."
That is a good biography title.
I have to really underline that. I also love Paul Frees. Folks probably know who he is, even if they don't know him by name. If you look up his IMDb page, he's like the Fred Welker of like the 50s, 60s, and 70s. He was the guy that was in literally everything. Personally, I love Jay Ward stuff. He's the guy that created Rocky and Bullwinkle and George of the Jungle and Dudley Do-Right and all that kind of stuff. And Paul Frees was all throughout those. Most famously, he was the voice of Boris Badenoff. That was Paul Frees. He was also Inspector Fenwick on Dudley Do-Right. He was the narrator in Hoppity Hooper. And that's just Jay Ward stuff. If you look in all of his other things, Disney, Rankin-Bass, everywhere, Paul Frees he was the guy. He was the guy that you called in if you needed just the man of a million voices. That was him back in the day.
Do you recognize the phrase, "Welcome Foolish Mortals"? Is that from something in particular?
You know what? I'm jumping to a conclusion here. I may be wrong. He may have been one of the primary voices inside Disney's The Haunted Mansion. And that being the case, that might be one of the phrases that he used. I'm going just off the top of my head right there. That may not be true.
He also did the ending voiceover in Beneath the Planet of the Apes. So another Beneath the Planet of the Apes connection there.
Beneath, is that the one? Is that the second one? The one where they worship the atomic bomb, and then Charlton Heston wrestles somebody, and then they blow it all up.
That's the one.
Great.
And I've just looked it up. It is correct. He was the original ghost host for the Haunted Mansion. So that title is referencing him being the narrator while you walk through the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland.
Okay. So he's like the elevator operator in the David S. Pumpkin sketch.
In some ways, yeah.
Speaking of Haunted Mansion, there's a wonderful series you can get on Disney Plus called Behind the Attraction, and each one looks at a different like classic Disney ride and the history behind it. I've been slowly making my way through it, and it's really fascinating. I don't remember if they mentioned Paul Frees or not, but there's a whole episode on the Haunted Mansion that gets into the, you know, where the idea came from, how it was developed, the Imagineers involved, and the engineering constraints and so forth. It's a really good show.
Cosign.
Well, I think we've reached the end of today's mailbag, but before we go, we should mention once again that that if you want to keep following Seth, you can check out Rusty Needles Record Club, which is Seth's music podcast. It's like a book club, but for albums. I was actually on an episode, I don't know if you guys mentioned this while I was out, but I was on an episode a while back that came out while I was on parental leave, and it was one we did on Black Sabbath's first album. That was a huge amount of fun. I hope you enjoyed it as well, Seth.
Oh, absolutely. It was a great episode. And Rob and I are already talking about the episode Rob's going to do on there. We've already got a nice list of potential albums to cover. It's going to be good times. So yeah, come check that out. If you like music, you're looking for some recommendations, or, you know, you just like hearing people talk. That's the other part of it.
And if you're not sick to death of us at this point, we will. And if the invitation stands, we will show up on there again. So Stuff to Blow Your Mind fans, check it out.
The invitation is always there. And so go check out Rusty Needles Record Club if you want to keep following me after I am sadly departing from Stuff to Blow Your Mind. Or if you're in the Seattle area, you can stop by a bookstore that my wife and I own called Salmon Berry Books. Salmonberry-books.com. Come check that out too. That's where you might be able to find me. I might be there behind the counter. Who knows?
All right, buddy. Well, you're going to be missed. Thanks again for all the work you've done over the years with us here.
And a big thank you to both of you. I mean, it's been tons of fun. I've learned a lot. I can't begin to tell you how many of my friends and family are tired of me just throwing in little anecdotes about, you know, why a wombat poops in a cube. It's very important. And I can tell them that because of this show.
Oh, boy. We love to make people more annoying. That's our main goal. But yeah, seriously, huge heartfelt thanks. And we're going to miss you, buddy.
Vice versa. I'll miss you both too. And I'm sure we'll all still be in touch and we'll all still be around.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and close up the mailbag here. A reminder to everybody that Stuff to Blow Your Mind Listener Mail publishes every Monday. On Wednesdays, we do a short form artifact or monster fact. On Fridays, we do Weird House Cinema. That's our time to set aside most serious concerns and talk about a strange film. And then our core episodes of Stuff to Blow Your Mind are on Tuesday and Thursday.
Huge thanks to our audio producer today, who is Max Williams. Big thanks, Max, stepping in for us here. If you would like to get in touch with us with feedback on this episode or any other, to suggest a topic for the future, or just to say hello, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.